head felt like somebody's been a-walking on it. I don't know how I got here, I don't remember nothing at all.
Welcome back, folks. I didn't hear lead-in music, so I have no way of knowing if we are back, but I will presume that we're back and hope that my producer whispers in my ear to tell me that we're good to go. We were reading to you from the comprehensive administrative process, and I believe we're on paragraph 4. Which was taxable gain, seizure of funds, distress of bond. And what this says is, removal of the attached Form 1040V from the coupon, removal of the attached Form 1040V from the promissory note will comprise obstruction of Treasury's position. Now let me explain what that means. And we'll explain this in more detail tomorrow night. We believe that a 1040V should accompany every bonded promissory note that's out there. And another document as well, and that's what we'll be talking about tomorrow night. So you want to tune in. We're going to go into that in detail and explain the ramifications of some of these forms and how they help expedite the logging in of the payment. The note, the secured promissory note or the bonded promissory note, is the payment. It's the public face of the payment, and the 1040V is the voucher that will help IRS to properly log this. And if this is not IRS as an agency that you're paying, it will tell that agency that an appropriate tax report needs to be made, and they have the instrument in front of them, so they should not interfere with that instrument. Removal of the attached Form 1040V from the coupon will comprise obstruction of Treasury's position. Now, in a court case, that 1040V puts them on notice. Since the court operates its books in conjunction with Treasury, which certainly would be a startling piece of information even to most attorneys, then we are letting that court know that they not only have to convey the bonded promissory note over to Treasury, in other words, pursuant to, what was it, 28 U.S.C. 2041, I believe, that they have to reconvey any deposit made to them over to Treasury, and that can be done as simply as putting it in their account that's been opened under the name of Treasury. Each court has a criminal account, and it's supposed to have a segregated civil account. And that should be adequate. But we provide them with a better way. We provide them with the method that has been used for canceling bonds for decades, and that is a certified return receipt envelope to send this bond directly to the Secretary of the Treasury as the banker on the account. He is functioning in the bookkeeping role as agent for the International Monetary Fund. He's truly the portal. And it is amazing what goes on through Treasury. I just had a fellow I was working with a week ago, in a matter of fact, in conversation, say to me, yeah, and the 14 liens that were lifted, that disappeared. 14 liens? Why wasn't I told about that? But that was after the tendering of a multi-hundred-thousand-dollar promissory note. Okay.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and thank you again for joining me. Folks, I'm not sure what's happening with the phone lines, but let me suggest try again. We've been in flux this evening. The first Skype was not operational for us, so I wasn't able to call in to host the program today. And then we had some problems with the commercial breaks being eliminated and the time clock being off. And then some problems with music volume and the like. And all of those are being ironed out as we speak quite successfully. Thank you to the fellows in the booth. So that just leaves us with this phone issue, and if you call in with a pertinent question and it gets through, then I'll know the lines are back operational, and we'll have the opportunity to answer your questions. We can do a one-on-one, like basketball. I'll even spot you 20 points, and then we'll take it to the hoop. Ah, yes, friends. It shows you even the Jesuits have a hold on me. So let's continue with the comprehensive administrative process, which is applicable, especially applicable in court cases and prison scenarios, and as well in complicated collection scenarios, although we like to keep it simpler for collection canaries. here's the instrument, here's the tax filing on it, here's your responsibility under notary presentment, and either attribute it to the account and forward it to Treasury and give it through your banker, or don't. Either way, you're holding the liability. Court cases are more complex. And because so many listeners, by way of transcripts, are in prison as we speak, I'm reading every word of this foreign advisory letter, and this is the latest one hot off the presses, literally. So let's continue. By the way, may I wish all of those fellows, gals and fellows, in prison a very got to be a synonym for happy in the English language, right? A very satisfying and successful Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. We all know what the Christmas season is truly about, and I know many of you are conducting your ministries and educating fellow Christians in the pathway to the kingdom and in commercial process. A lot of great technology comes out of the prison. Albeit it's difficult because once the communications are productive, they clamp down on those phones and they stop transmitting the letters and the like, because they want complete and utter control so the property does not escape the debtor's warehouse. That's all that they care about, even on a subconscious level. So, my friends, I hope these transcripts over the last few weeks and the next few weeks will be extremely helpful to you. Paragraph number 4. Let's pick up where we left off. This was about taxable gain, seizure of funds, and distress of the bond. As I said, the notary certification will comprise your consent to having the taxable gain reported on Form 1099-C. Now, that's a cancellation of debt. I don't recommend using that indiscriminately, but if they're holding your instrument, they are obligated to you. And if you choose to cancel the debt as one possible strategy, then the form that is required to be reported is that is required for reporting that transaction, the gain to the other party's Form 1099-C. As I've stated before, that needs to be used, if at all, with great conscience and awareness of the risks that may be involved. One truly needs to know who one is and what one is doing to do that. And we've spoken about that numerous times, right? Let's say you sent in a 1099-C and some agent called, as has happened, and inquires, where'd you get the funds for that promissory note? My answer to him, if I even chose to speak with him, I would have two answers. One shared with me by a friend I've used in the past, but it has been obliterated from my brain the last few years, but he mentioned it, and that was a wonderful return to basics that makes all kinds of sense. Excuse me, sir, I don't do business by phone. I do all my business in writing. If you will write your questions down and send them to me, I will be more than happy to answer each and every one. I'll be more than happy to give each question the attention that it deserves instead of off-the-cuff answers where you're seeking to trick me into conveying some liability. Another answer for that specific question might be the obvious. Sir, do you have a mortgage? What do you mean you have a mortgage? Well, I'll assume you have a mortgage, the American dream. Where did your funds come from to pay the promissory note you signed on that mortgage? If you don't have that kind of knowledge available and ready, then you would not want to be dabbling with 1099-Cs or 1099-OIDs or anything like that. By the way, the call-in number is, and excuse me for my pause here, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. I'm being prompted by the booth to announce that. That implies to me that the phones may be working. I hope so. This would be the first time our phones were ever non-operational, if in fact that's what the case may be at the moment, I believe. So, friends, what if you used a 1099 OID or requested a 1099 OID? Would you know what that's about? And if you remember, way back in Lynn Meredith's book in the early 90s, what is that? Vultures in Eagles Clothing, 1990? I believe that was first published around there. She spoke about requesting 1099 OIDs. You wouldn't want to use something like that unless you truly understand what it's about. But let me ask you this. Here are a couple of questions to ponder. If you're an employee for a company and a company pays you wages, supposed wages, did you not sell them your labor? And if they take those wages and they make a tax deduction on their tax return, did they not use your credit to gain that tax deduction? Think about it. I believe we asked this earlier in the program, although I have so many conversations, even what I say in this program goes in and goes out as quickly as we say it. But if you sold your labor, just like you would have sold goods, is your labor at least not as valuable as goods? If your job was to create wood furniture or wooden toys, there's great interest in that right now with the Chinese problem. You created homemade wooden toys and you sold the toys, wouldn't you really be selling your labor? So what's the difference if you go to work for a company crafting wooden toys for them? The product is the same. It's all disguised by the phony words of art, as we all know. In particular, in that case, what is it, Section 3401 of the Internal Revenue Code, as I recall. But if you sold them your labor and they deducted that and received a tax benefit, they were trading on your exemption, on your immunity, on your credit with the United States. And so now, who really paid for that? You did. And that's where the idea of a 1099 OID submission comes in from. So you wouldn't want to argue that with someone calling unless you could handle a call from Secret Service or IRS when they want to inquire on a submission like that, as rightly they should. They're only doing their job. If you've dealt with people at IRS, then you probably know those are some of the most courteous, nicest people you'll ever get in your life. Certainly since the trafficking hearings back in the 90s, I believe it was. They are, not all of them, but most of them are extremely cordial and courteous, are anxious to help, they believe in what they're doing. They too, at their pay grade levels, most of them do not know what's really going on. So you don't want to abuse them or insult them. Even at the enforcement level, most, look to Joe Bannister's story. Joe didn't know what was going on until he did his own private inquiry. How could they know? Who's going to tell them? So if someone calls and you don't know how to say to them, excuse me, and then ask the appropriate questions, if in fact you do business by telephone at all, which is pretty foolish, but if you don't know how to say to them, excuse me, you don't understand what a 1099 is about? Well, what were the source of the funds on that instrument? Ask them the question. And he may turn around and say to you, well, I'm asking you. Excuse me, sir, are you telling me you're not familiar with Executive Order 6301, or was it 6302? You know, I've got to look that one up again. That was Roosevelt's order confiscating your family's gold. Are you not familiar with the confiscation of my family's and your family's gold in 1933 under Executive Order 6301? Are you not aware of, have you never read H.R. 192? So that I'm unable to pay any liabilities, I can only discharge? Are you not aware, sir, have you read your own deed? Do you own a home? Have you read your own deed? Have you not seen that your deed refers to you as a tenant? Have you ever wondered who the landlord is? Are you not aware that your property was transferred to the United States? In that case, are you not the source of the credit? Wake them up.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The boogie train, it's the boogie thing. Oh, it's the boogie thing.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Excuse me here, I may sound confused in my own name. I'm reading something as I'm speaking. I was looking for a, a particular document, and I just found it. Let me see if I can open it up. It's relevant to the next paragraph that we'll be reading. You'd think a 3-minute break would be enough time for me to do my homework, right? All right, folks. Anyway, this paragraph says, this was paragraph 4 that we're still on, and it says, Treasury will be asked, if they obstruct, Treasury will be asked to seize any funds the notary certifies as missing or withheld. The notary certification will comprise your consent to having the taxable gain reported on Form 1099-C. Again, remember the cautions regarding that. Making an assignment of the liability to CID for collection. There are many ways that can be done, including with a UCC-3 assignment. And it could be an assignment of a commercial lien, or this process when it's done, if it establishes a lien right, or it could be a quitclaim deed or a bill of sale on a commercial lien. and all of which could be named on a UCC-3 as well, comma, ordering the Controller General to make the account and issue distress warrants through the Secretary to the District Marshals. That process, by the way, can be better understood if you read, Lord, forgive me for quoting their statutes, if you read the corporate statute, Title 31, United States Code, Section 3541, it's known as distress warrants. They're well aware that they have a problem if a court does not transmit the funds to Treasury. Now we're simply calling their attention to it. Comma, and slash or distressing your bond through the surety. And that's a whole other process that we've mentioned before, but just as a quick refresher, that would be the process whereby you would seek out a certified copy of their bond, their commission, their oath of office, and the official's bond, if it exists. And if it doesn't, then they shouldn't be executing as a public official. They should be prosecuted for impersonating a public official. But if that bond exists, then you can go to the surety, which would be an attorney for the insurance company named on the bond, usually in the state capital, and make a demand for a claim against that bond, very similar to all the lawsuits against those bonds that were very popular a few decades ago and have disappeared over the years. I haven't seen many of those in the court records. Only in the most outrageous cases do you see those. I'm not sure exactly why they disappeared, but I smell Bar Association at work. And in those cases, then you can turn your, excuse me for using this word, wrath, because obviously you should come into this with only the highest of motivations, but you can place your claim with those parties, and if they fail to pay, then you can start taking them into process and putting them through collection procedures. New sentence. Typically, those actions require 12 to 18 months to render the public bond void for future service. A list of former officials rendered uninsurable by actions which violated public policy is available upon request of counsel. Now, might I suggest if you don't have such a list, you don't make that offer. Although, it will be a cold day in hell when they request such a list. Paragraph 5. Demand for settlement statement, period. Statement of account, period. And those two sentences are in uppercase letters. To ensure, E-N-S-U-R-E, your position, comma, please exhibit a certified settlement statement indicating closure of the case and a $0, in parenthesis, $-0, close parenthesis, actually hyphen zero hyphen, close parenthesis, $0 final ending balance, or balance favorable to the undersigned as the case may be, comma, to be received no later than 10, in parenthesis 10, close parenthesis, days from this date, comma, delivered as instructed herein. Settlement should reflect my order to quash all warrants, process, and distress adverse to my interest, collateral, and freedom without prejudice. I've been ordering courts for years as to what I want, and I will continue to do so. I have lots of petitions in my folders, but generally speaking, I would prefer to give an order to a court. And within the last 6 months, I've forgotten about that. But I've used papers for years where I provide orders to courts. And some people commented, well, that's pretty arrogant. Actually, no, it's pretty accurate. I operate a higher court, and so I provide them with an order. I'm not sure why I got away from it, maybe for mass consumption of this information, but instead of a notice of counterclaim, what about an order terminating the that as part of the
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm not even going to announce a phone number anymore. I have no idea what shape the phone system is in at this point. I apologize for the technical difficulties we've had today. If you'd like to send me an email, please don't send me an email bawling me out for the technical difficulties. We do the best we can, and this is the season of giving thanks for that which we do have. We have to ask ourselves if that cup is half full or half empty.
Dreams. You can keep on washing, but you'll never get clean.
Friends, I understand that our call was disconnected here. My apologies for that, too. And welcome back. I have no idea where we disconnected. Perhaps my producer will clue me in and let me know how long we were away. But I apologize for all of today's technical difficulties. And I accept full responsibility, and I will be in touch with the network and see if we can do better for you in the future. Anyway, if you want to send me an email, please send it to restore.america@hotmail.com. If you'd like to order Rockland or you have any interest in the Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar, they can be ordered at takenoprisoners@hush.com and just ask for Brian. The Collecting in Bankruptcy is really a superb resource if you're facing a foreclosure, a collection situation, or even a bankruptcy situation. And if you're interested in commercial process, the foundations of commercial process, constitutional process, and operating in a courtroom, then Rockland would be a safe bet as well. So continuing along with the foreign advisory, paragraph 6 says, is entitled Surrender of Surety in uppercase letters. The notary's protest will comprise your stipulation on behalf of the United States to the value and validity of the instrument, the disappearance of public funds in your care, and your status as holder in due course, liable party, and successor surety for the defendant. You will be surrendered as successor surety, commercially and corporally, for all accrued obligations attributed to legal fiction, whomever. Legal fiction Sam Kennedy, legal fiction whomever. You sometimes wonder why fellows like Henry Paulson don't use this kind of a process themselves. We see these congressmen go down, they're taking bribes and these FBI stings and the like. Information like that leads me to believe that most of our society, even at the upper level, suffers from severe cultural amnesia. They have no idea of the events of 1933 and 1861, none. And only at the highest levels, those congressmen who have years of experience and or sit on the House Ways and Means Committee and the Judiciary Committee, those guys have a better understanding. Certainly on the Judiciary Committee, they understand that there are two forms of law. They know that there's territorial law and the rest of the law, but you'd probably have to put thumb screws to them. I know a lot of you are salivating at the thought. You'd probably have to coerce them significantly to get them to admit that the constitutional form of law has been made inaccessible, that they won't grant it to you unless you kick and scream and stomp and wave, demanding an Article III court. And even then, Article III court won't do you any good. It's operated by the same people who have cultural amnesia. Same courtroom, same building, same people, only now educated as to the existence of constitutional law. But we'd like to be above all of that, as you well know. We're in sovereign law, the Lord's law, and we can make it happen when we have to. Paragraph 7, notice of waiver of benefits and privileges. That's in uppercase letters as well. This advisory is an interjudicial courtesy. The undersigned expressly waives all benefits of and privileges from the United States and all political subdivisions thereof, including, without limitation, public claim and counterclaim. Now remember, this is a private counterclaim. So we're not eliminating any of our private remedies. No grant of jurisdiction is made or implied, and no assumption of jurisdiction can be legally presumed hereafter without confessing to assault and, comma, as the case may be, comma, battery on a foreign official upon the notary's certification. Paragraph 8, notice of settlement, period, and then agreement of the parties, period. I'm going to skip that. Actually, let me read that because some of the fellows in the joint, probably most of them, that would be interested in these commercial remedies have achieved a previous settlement with the United States by way of the United States' confession. So this reads, Notary Public John Jones has certified, and then you'd have the file number in parenthesis, agreement of whomever those parties are, agreement of, let's say, James Smith doing business as Workers' Comp Board on behalf of the United States, and the undersigned, those are the two parties that the agreement is with, that this matter has been paid and settled to the complete satisfaction of all parties. All parties have been made whole. All liabilities attributed to legal fiction, Sam Kennedy, in this matter have been satisfied. No controversy exists, and no material facts are in dispute. You might want to add, and that John Jones has waived all rights to object. No public intervention is solicited or required. The contract fee per incident of impairment has been established by the parties at $50 million per... Remember what that said. Per incident of impairment has been established by the parties at $50 million. That is per faulty letter, per faulty statement of account after the account is settled, per all of that nonsense. That's billable time. Paragraph 9, jurisdiction. It is my understanding, in parenthesis, memorialized in the attached affidavit of negative impairment, close parenthesis, that the entity named in your action, comma, legal fiction Sam Kennedy, comma, as a United States creation pursuant to intentional misnomer, lacks the necessary sentience to contract and the mobility to appear unless you, as successor surety, produce it. The affidavit indicates I have been unable to locate my authority and ability to exhibit the fiction, and therefore deny same, the law not requiring impossibilities nor penalties thereto. If you choose to not produce the vessel as substance for seizure, there can be no court in vacuo, on a mala, excuse me, on a maraclausum. That's maraclausum. That's Latin. And if you don't know what it means, don't use it, or add your own. And then underneath that paragraph, it states in uppercase letters, for your own protection, you must not assume that any previous communications, instruments, actions, rescinded signatures, or errors by the undersigned comprise a continuing grant of jurisdiction. You may wish to consult counsel familiar with the peculiarities of the U.S. bankruptcy regarding the risks associated with notarially certified crimes against mankind. Do I expect most courts to pay attention to that? Probably not. But it is a warning that you are significantly bold and confident as a living man to let them know that this is not a simple case of saying, oh, I assume jurisdiction. We have case law that says if you walk in here and sneeze, I assume jurisdiction. This is a private letter being sent to them, and it's basically saying I'm giving you nothing. I give the United States nothing because I ask nothing from the United States. And folks, that wasn't me who made that statement. That's a famous court case, which I think we'll also discuss tomorrow night. I don't want to divert right now. And most of you, I think, have heard of that quote. Paragraph 10. Judicial notice of this court, period. Conversion of liability on the plea, period. Those are in uppercase letters. Judicial notice is hereby taken of your acceptance of full commercial and corporeal liability in this matter for all obligations formerly attributed to legal fiction Sam Kennedy. When you might substitute someone else's name if someone else did it. So when Jane Smith decided to offer a chosen action by entering a plea of not guilty or your plea of not guilty, period, the U.S. Marshals Service is being alerted for collection of the defendant's obligations. What does that mean? That means that when someone stepped forward and offered a plea on behalf of the legal fiction, they became liable for all of its obligations under that plea. I would never tell the court how to do its business or tell any of these officers what to do. Imagine, it's so tempting to want to tell the attorney, please, do not enter a plea for the defendant. Can you, in all good conscience, look that man in the face or look a judge in the face and say, Your Honor, I am not that defendant. I don't care what happens to it. I will not argue on its behalf. I will not offer a chosen action on its behalf. I will accept liability as a courtesy to protect my title, but since I've paid that off, I'm no longer liable on that. Can you really look him in the eye and say any of that? When you went to an attorney that was appointed on its behalf, not your behalf, and you began telling that attorney how to execute its obligation on behalf of the defendant, the confessed defendant. Makes no sense, does it? And that's why you get into trouble. Because by partaking in that dialogue, it doesn't matter what you say, because their conclusion will be, we have jurisdiction. That's the inevitable conclusion. And that piece of knowledge is the answer to so many people's problems around the country. Just think about it and digest it, and you'll see. Paragraph 11, global bankers' acceptance. The offer has been noted, accepted for value, and is hereby returned for full credit to the complete satisfaction of the plaintiff. All offers, proceedings, documents, actions, statements, and instruments in, of, and regarding the above noted account, and all derivatives thereof, whether or not listed on Schedule O, and by the way, that's the offers to expand funds under public policy, comma, with attachments and endorsements, regardless of source, and all derivative or related future offers are hereby accepted for value and returned for full credit. So all you did was execute a global banker's acceptance, just like the title to the paragraph says, on all offers which came your way. Paragraph number 12, cancellation of debt, period. Recall and payment of securities, period. Those two sentences are written in uppercase letters. You are hereby authorized and instructed to recall all outstanding securities, obligations, liabilities, and debts attributed to legal fiction Sam Kennedy, pursuant to closure of the account. So there's the official order to recall all of those Miller bonds and perhaps non-Miller bonds that have been issued on the back of your labor and distributed to companies as diverse as Walmart and what's that famous brokerage house? Well, just pick a brokerage house, Payne Webber. Paragraph 13. Emergency termination of restraint, period, estoppel of commercial dishonor, period. That's uppercase lettering as well. Pursuant to the above, you are hereby authorized and instructed to release all distraint, distress, liens, withholding notices, claims, seizures, and restraint imposed on my property, collateral, interests, and freedom, comma, restore my integrity to its pre-distraint condition, comma, and provide full restitution of all levies by tendering the same to the undersigned through my collateral and serving notice of release on all payers, confirming same to me through the notary, no later than 5 p.m. on the next day after presentment of payment using all necessary procedures and remedies, public and private. Excuse me. Basically, what that is saying is all garnishments and all incarceration of living property as they view it in the property warehouse must be released. Now, we then skip a line to a heading in the middle of the page that states, your due process administrative opportunity. Skip another line and we're on paragraph number 14. Verified affidavit of facts.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let me apologize for that last glitch. We had a, I hope was no more than a 10 or 15 second interval of dead air time, and we've had a technically challenged program today, so I'm going to write a letter to the Health and Human Services Department and see if they can't institute a lawsuit to make things better. Now, don't I feel good? sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? But isn't that the way people think nowadays? Everybody needs someone else to enforce his position. Nobody has any personal power anymore. Even those fine people who listen to Tony Robbins. Genuine personal power is almost extinct. If we want to protect the environment, protect a certain species, a critical species from extinction rather, how about we protect mankind? We name mankind as a nearly extinct species and take that to the Health and Human Services or whatever the environmental, DEC. And Lord knows I can't even follow the agencies anymore. I just know how I deal with them. Anyway, when we pick up tomorrow night, we are going to go directly to the BIC modifications. And then in the new modifications, these are state-of-the-art, some wholesale changes that we're instituting as we speak to improve the payment procedure and the acceptance of payment on the other end, cut down our paperwork, as well as continue with paragraph 14 of the a comprehensive administrative remedy specifically designed for court cases and for foreclosures and really in any situation where one might want to redraft the contract. So that said, friends, I want to thank you for joining me for this error-laden escapade, but at least we were able to put down on paper the primary paragraphs from paragraph numbered 1 through numbered 13 in the comprehensive remedy, and people who are transcribing for political prisoners can go ahead and certainly put those transcripts together and pass along that entertainment to those fine folks, who have the misfortune to be political prisoners. Let me just read you something of benefit of critical importance to everyone who listens to this program. That this program is specifically for entertainment purposes. And I really do not intend it to be anything more than a free market of individual ideas, which is being offered by free men and women who have tossed off the shackles of personage and instead seek their inspiration in their faith in our Lord Yeshua. So I specifically do not recommend that any listener try any of these ideas under discussion. Rather, that each listener grow in their knowledge and understanding through their love of learning, which is the entertainment to which I've referred, until they can take full responsibility for their own actions and decisions as children of Yahweh. That seems like a good place to end, my friends. You've been listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. I hope to see you tomorrow night. We'll have a smooth program tomorrow night and of great interest to anyone who's undertaking commercial procedures. So please join me right here at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I hope our phones are up and working. We'll take your calls. God bless and Godspeed. Good day.